Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Hello everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English Podcast. I'm Marcos Gazana and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. Today is June the 30th, Monday, 2014. It's very cold here in the south of Brazil right now, believe me. And today I'm going to be talking about some proverbs. I want to talk about three random proverbs and discuss their meaning. I would also like to remind you that the webpage for this podcast is at pod.followenglish.com.br. There you can subscribe via email. You can add your email to our subscription list and then you will get a notification every time there is a new episode out there. You can also subscribe via iTunes or Stitcher or any other podcatcher that you may be using to reach us. And finally, you can also send an email to info@followenglish.com.br. I would love to hear your comments and suggestions, so please do not hesitate. All right, so the first proverb, let's see. So the first proverb I'm going to be talking about is I hear and I forget, I see and I understand, I do and I know. This is a famous proverb from Confucius, so it's a very old proverb. So again, I hear and I forget, I see and I understand, I do and I know. So basically, I think this applies to language learning. And so it's important to know the theory and it's important to study grammar and to do exercises and to practice the language in every way. But it's really, really, really very important. The most important thing is to actually practice it. I mean, speak the language, try to interact with people, because that's the way you are going to pick up the pronunciation, the articulation of sounds, and also everything else that you studied. So sometimes we just hear something and we forget. Sometimes we see something and we understand it, and we can kind of visualize it. So that's why I think it's important to take notes and to write down new vocab when you're studying. But when you do something is when you actually know and you actually learn. So it's important to practice the language for real. All right, so that's the first proverb. Second proverb is don't judge a book by its cover. It's a very famous and popular proverb, and it actually means, literally speaking, let's say open the book and read the book before you think you know everything that inside just by looking at its cover. So don't judge a book by its cover. Metaphorically speaking, don't judge the people just because you, I mean, if you think about stereotypes, for instance. We have lots of stereotypes about nationalities, about races, about different religions, and so on and so forth. So be careful when you judge individuals by the group you think they belong to, because it's not fair to judge individuals based on their group. All right. Well, this is the second proverb. Let's move on. Let's go to the third proverb. The third proverb is everything will be as it should be. So everything will be as it should be. The meaning of this proverb is that things will find their way. I mean, you shouldn't worry too much. Of course, you should worry about things. You should always try to do your best and try to do things in advance as much as possible. but you shouldn't really worry too much, because everything will be as it should be. So in the end, regardless of what you're talking about, regardless of how much you worry about this thing, everything will end up being the way it should be. So if it should go wrong, it will go wrong. If it should go right, and if it should be a success, it will be a success. So that's the meaning of this proverb. All right. Well, I hope you enjoyed. These are three random proverbs. If you are an EFL teacher, you may well use this MP3 file in your class with your students and try to have them think about real life examples where these proverbs apply. Well, I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you keep listening to me. Thank you very much. I'll see you next time. Goodbye.